Do you ever wonder if you're overstaying your welcome? Well, if you do, then you're in good company. Today, we'll be taking a closer look at the nuances of everyday interactions that make up the monotony of life. Let's experience embarrassment whenever someone tucks in a tag in one of your garments. Grab your knitting needles and a blanket because it's time for three old friends to sit around and sew a new patch into their quilted friendship. So join me, Dion, under the covers with Christian.
Welcome to Patchwork.
And Josh.
Welcome to Patchwork.
Now, before we get started, as we do, we have a little bit of news. So I am actually going to be heading overseas for a while. And some people ask me, Dion, how long are you heading overseas for? And I say, I've got no idea. And they're like, really? How long are you going for? And I have absolutely no idea. So it could be a day.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Or it could be 6 months.
Imagine all of this and you're like, I'm really homesick. I'm back in a week.
It could happen. But a friend of mine was saying, hey, you should set like the minimum time that you go overseas where it's not really that negotiable. So you just tough it out.
That's interesting because I gave you different advice, which was to set no time.
Oh, yeah, because people try and hold you to it.
Well, that's what I did wrong. Before I left, I set 6 months. But not only did people hold me to it, but I held myself to it.
Yeah.
So that if I'd come home earlier, it would have been some kind of failure. I couldn't hold myself to my own standard.
Is that a positive or a negative experience?
I've said to Dion, don't tell people how long you're going away for. Just say, I'm going away.
Yeah. All right. We'll do it again. I'm going away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great, Dion.
Amazing. But the podcast will continue in some form, I believe. We don't know in what form it will.
We'll have information to share. It continued while I was gone.
That's right. That's right. The same commitment we've got to you.
No, but we will have more to share about that in the coming weeks. But yeah, we'll keep pumping stuff out for you guys. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But the real before we get started, something happened in the kitchen at work.
No, the real before we get started is me, mate. I'm getting started.
Wait, but something happened in the kitchen at work.
Yeah, we can do that later.
Oh, okay, fine.
Before we do actually get started, I wanted to raise something that happened in our thread recently. We were scheduled to be recording, and this is a genuine question for me to reflect and work out what's going on in my brain, and I want your guys' help with this.
When Josh says do you think that it's a genuine question, or is it something you reckon?
Yeah,
it is.
A little bit, because
let's see if this sentence has a question mark at the end of it.
Do you know what I think it is? I think Josh is like, I thought I'm right here. I think I'm in the right, but you guys both have disagreed with me. I need to understand why.
No, it's before that. It's me going like, why was that my response? What's going on in my brain?
But you
responded?
Yeah, so what happened?
Oh, no. Okay.
So we're scheduling to be recording.
This is our patchwork thread.
We were scheduled to be
on the messaging service Telegram.
Yeah. Started by Russians.
We were scheduled to be recording at 1 p.m. and at 10:45, Dion sends a message, all good for 1 p.m.
Yep.
And when I got that, I got really annoyed.
Oh.
I don't know why, because I was like, yeah, it's 1 p.m. It's in the calendar. We'll be there. And I was like, why does it annoy me when Dion's just confirming that everyone's going to be on time?
You know what? That could be the most beautiful thing you've ever said.
It's so
in your
weird.
Life. It's weird. And you know what?
This
what's,
is Josh's baby reindeer moment.
Do you know what's super interesting? I know that question slightly annoys you.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
So weird.
So when I asked today, when I was like, hey, are we recording it? Are we good for 7? Well, you didn't reply to it. So I knew, no, but I know that it doesn't, because I think that you think that you've got a good memory, but last week you also forgot the microphone, so we couldn't record.
I know.
But why does it annoy Josh?
I have no idea. So is it the fact that it's a lack of trust that you think Dion's checking up on you?
I think maybe.
Because I'm like, it's 1 o'clock. It's in the calendar. Mm. We don't need to like remind everyone, hey guys. Well, it's like, yeah, we're all in for 1 o'clock because it's in the calendar. We'll see you at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's a strange response.
And so the alternative would be if you can't make it, you would jump in and go, oh, hey guys, I might be a bit late. But I don't think are we all good for? Maybe it's like I'm trying to work out what is your motivation for sending that message?
It's whether Christian can come, whether he can make it earlier, and then if you're finished work early, maybe we can start at 6:30 instead of 7, or what 12:30 instead of 1.
Those kind of messages.
It's just a sense check.
It's a sense check. That's all I take it as well.
It was weird though. That was the feeling that I had.
About,
I was like,
what about tonight, Dion, checking that you've got the microphones?
No, stuff like that's
great.
That's
appreciated.
Really? See, I feel bad about doing that.
Nah. Anytime it's like, oh, don't forget X, Y, Z, I'm completely fine with that because if you do actually genuinely forget it, what a saving moment.
How it's fickle is stuff, isn't interacting it? With people in 2024? Yeah.
But you know what? It's just, there's just no point in getting annoyed at, like, I get annoyed. Apparently, I don't know. Hang on. In the space of an,
also, just to follow on what happened.
We've all got our phones out now.
So to respond and bat on what you're about to say. So
yes, I am good for 1 p.m.
In response to that, I just said, yes.
That's fine.
And then Christian set back in quotes, yes.
Yeah.
Antagonistically. And Dion followed up with okay, in quotation marks, antagonistically.
I thought it was a little joke. I was just being.
There was nothing. There was honestly nothing in that.
I thought it was really antagonistic.
No.
How is that?
No, there was nothing. No, but I can understand. But
because what I said by yes was I'm a little bit annoyed.
I think all of this, Christian, doesn't this all come down to when you've got good friends, when you've got family, you just, like, the first thing you do is assume positive intent, unless it's really obvious that there isn't. So, like, the positive intent, if Dion's doing that, he's just being an idiot. Like, he's just putting it in quotations. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's so weird.
But that makes you think, how many people are misinterpreting the shit that you're saying?
Everyone. And the more, I think we've realized this as we've gotten older, because we speak about things off the patch, off patchwork, which is much more serious. But the more intimate your relationship gets with someone, the harder it becomes to communicate with them, I think. You know so much more about them, but there's so much more. The communication is so much more loaded.
Yeah. There's a history behind every single message, right? And little movement.
So you get that from Dion, and you think about all the times in the past Dion has checked up on you, or you felt there's like an imbalance.
That was when Josh was like three. It was like, it's all that shit. It's between
the first layer of the scratch.
It was when we were three, we were playing when we were 3 years old. Now, but all of that stuff, I feel like it all comes down to like the first couple of years of your life.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's just that those, yeah.
So Josh, what was your childhood like?
Go deep. We're going deep.
But also those little, like, apparently I was talking to my psych today. He wasn't sure. He said, I'm not sure if this statistic is correct. And he was like, but I've said it before, so I'll say it again.
Right.
He reckons there's something like you have 16,000 different thoughts in an hour. I think that seems a bit high, but we have a lot of these little fucking micro thoughts, every little bullshit micro thought that we have that is so unhelpful.
Well, that's what I just found remarkable, because as soon as it came through, it was like, that annoys me. And I was like, why does that annoy you?
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird.
But that's a good, that's the follow-up response, right? That's the more appropriate.
It's good to be aware of it.
Yeah.
But it's weird to feel something like that and have to go through your mental index to be like, why am I having this feeling right now? Because objectively, there's nothing wrong here.
But there's so many people that are incapable of realizing that there's a reason that they behave that
way. So I'm better than them.
Who's the most, do you have like someone who's like super carefree in your life? Is there anyone you know that just doesn't overthink, just like anything goes?
Are you saying super carefree in that they're completely oblivious?
Lobotomized.
Yeah, like they're not self-aware.
No, they are, but they just don't overthink, and they're just really like cool, confident and chill and like easygoing.
Let things go, a bit stoic, that kind
of
thing.
You got to surround yourself with those kind of people, don't you?
Surely that's just a confidence thing, right?
Nah.
Like it all stems from confidence.
Really? I think it's just a frame of mind.
I think like attracts like, and we are surrounded by the most neurotic people in Melbourne.
In Melbourne?
Yeah. And I've got the stats. I was worried this would come up. Now I've got the stats. Dion, something weird happened at work in the kitchen.
Something did happen that was weird at work. And I wanted to run it past you. Sorry,
can I just say?
Am I going to get cut off again?
No. Can I say?
What does that mean?
The best thing about doing patchwork is the people that listen are the most neurotic people in Melbourne.
They have to be.
And globally.
They have to be. Although, are there some people like, who the fuck thinks like this?
They stop listening. That's the beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Every time we get written to in our social media, it's just by these highly anxious individuals.
It's so
and
true.
God, you're great. We love you for it.
And become a patron at patreon.com if you want to join them. But anyway, I was at work in the kitchen for the third time, and I was having a discussion with a colleague about charcuterie boards and what we put on them,
pronunciation, by the way.
No good?
No, great.
Oh, really?
Loved it.
How do you do it?
I dream to do it like that.
You say it, but then you'll say
charcuterie.
That sounds good.
I love you hit the ch like as a charcuterie.
I won't say it again.
I think the key to it,
you kind of elongated in the middle a bit.
It was nice.
Oh, you guys are just being nice to me because I'm not going to be on the podcast for 6 months. You should go the other way. Anyway, so the conversation, we're talking about charcuterie boards and how you put them together, and the conversation moved to the hygiene concerns that she has with charcuterie boards and people touching them. And at one point, she stopped to make a joke, and it was something like, yeah, if only people use their elbows to pick out the stuff on the charcuterie board. And then hygiene wouldn't joke? Be then hygiene wouldn't be as big a problem. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't think it was funny at all.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a really bad, it's kind of like that thing. My most hated joke at work is when two people are wearing the same thing and someone says, Josh,
didn't get the memo.
I fucking hate that. I hate it. Or 10th coffee for the day.
Do you know what?
Fuck you.
I'm so glad that you went to Josh because mine.
What was yours going to be?
Same clothes day.
I hate same clothes day. But yeah, I didn't think it was funny at all.
Based on her tone, you could tell it was a joke.
Yeah, I could tell it was a joke. Okay. And so I was like stuck there thinking, fuck, I'm going to do this fake smile, fake laugh thing. And when I do that, I feel really uncomfortable. It's like on the show. I feel really uncomfortable laughing at something I don't think that's funny. And I didn't know what to do. And so I wanted to know.
Yes, you did.
No, sorry. I did know what to do, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't laugh.
Oh, you drew the line.
Well, what am I going to say? She says like, oh, use your elbows. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, you fucker? Did you?
No, but it's an in that moment, you've done a fucking podcast for 7 years. Mm. You have the wherewithal to be like, yeah, and then maybe our elbows grow little hands.
No, I didn't want to. I didn't want to entertain it because I thought it was a really undercooked comment and I didn't appreciate it.
You know what I find in those moments? It is, your response is so automatic. Mm, you don't even consider it. Mm. You kind of just go along with it as best you can. And what I always do is I try and maybe build, like you said, on it in some way to go, I'm paying attention I'm getting it.
That's one of the most validating experiences in the world, I think, is when you tell a joke to someone or make a comment and they continue that universe that you've created,
the
right?
Jenga jokes.
Yeah, so maybe I'm not, I need to do more the theater sports thing. It's the and, what
yes,
is it?
And. It's the and yes.
And yes. And yes.
Yes, yes.
So what would you have said? She would have said, oh yeah.
I told you, I don't know, little hands coming out of your elbows, then they have to
but that doesn't make any sense.
And then they have their own elbows.
Yeah. No, they go, oh, what if they got psoriasis though on their elbows?
Yeah.
Like me.
What about when someone is like doing a bit of a shtick? Like, do you find that when you're in an interaction with someone, you're not laughing, you're not finding it funny? Like, do you feel uncomfortable? Like, what's your inner,
that feeling? Because you don't want them to flounder. So I will always try and like, just get involved a little bit, push it on a little bit, be on that level. Yeah. And I'm not like, I have to then be the funny one and say the funny thing. I'm like, it's not about that.
You just push it along a bit.
You just kind of get involved a bit and go, oh yeah. And you'd kind of like, yeah, get your elbow stuck in, like whatever. Mm. And you kind of just say it in a joking way that is enough, I think.
I think what one thing that I've noticed in my life is if someone responds, yeah, to what I've said, it's, I don't think it's that funny or I didn't understand, but I'm just trying to be agreeable.
Yeah.
How do you feel in that moment? Do you feel like
I feel like I failed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go, yeah.
But you know what else? You go, default, that response is also my default when I don't hear someone and I want to move on.
Yeah.
I kind of presume they kind of said a joke. Oh, and I go, yeah.
Do you think,
sorry, come again.
That was good.
So I'm trying to think now, Christian, in terms of what you said, it's made me think, do I look out enough for people's reaction? Because I think that's quite a hard thing to do because you're making yourself quite vulnerable. You're setting yourself up when you say something, you're really analyzing that response. No, I don't need to be doing more overthinking, do I?
No. Less thinking. Think God, less. No.
Yeah.
That's but I realize at work, one thing I do, like I was loud hallway working in a bar, like da-da-da-da. And one of the security-
Wait, was that the hallway?
This is me setting up the scene.
That's the music of the bar.
And so one of the security guards was trying to say something to me and I was like, I had to kind of go back to the room. And I thought it was a joke and I guess it was a joke based on her tone. So I was like, yeah. And then she kind of said it again a bit louder and I literally just went, hey, yeah. I just walked off.
That's what you gotta do sometimes.
I'm not gonna go back and really listen in. I'm gonna know that you're saying a joke and you're being friendly and I'm just gonna half laugh and just walk off.
And you don't know what that you've got. No, nah. you cannot know.
But I was just like, this is the best thing to do right now.
Yeah. Do people have an would she have an understanding that that was possibly what happened? There's no way. Why?
She'd have to think that's an option.
I don't think so. Why would she think that's an option? She said something.
Josh hasn't engaged. Like, that's a very general response, the wave and laugh.
Yeah.
Like, if you've said something.
Wave and laugh.
Yeah, you're not a next door neighbor walking away. You're actually engaged in the conversation with someone.
Wait, what's that?
Just that you're
No, what's the next door neighbor walking away?
Hi, yeah, okay.
So you that's one of the dominant times you have a conversation like that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I wish that was the thing, but I cannot get out of conversations with my landlord. So I think I told you guys both that my landlord lives next door, my new landlord.
The tomato, loves tomatoes.
Yeah. And we established this nice friendship at first. I've really put my foot in it by being friendly because
open the door.
Does not know how to stop talking.
Good.
Well, you don't know how to stop being friendly, do you?
Nope. I've tried being very clear. Oh. Hey, I need to leave. I've got dinner plans. And he'll keep going, yeah, so I go to the market on a Sunday. Okay. Nice.
Wow, have you tried being rude yet? That's your next step.
Yeah, you try to invite him to dinner.
Yeah, be overly, but yeah.
Well, you're saying be directly rude, like stop talking.
I'm just wondering.
What would you do?
Experiment.
No, because I don't
think... Have some fun with it.
have some fun being rude to my landlord.
Oh, that is the difficult thing, though. It's not your neighbour. It's a step up, isn't it?
There's a power imbalance there,
yeah. He could up your rent by 10% at any time.
I think, in those moments, that's just someone yearning for conversation, right?
But I think that there's some people who don't have the social cue to know when the other person is trying to leave the conversation.
Because
I am, again, neurotic about it and very acutely aware of the signs when I'm interacting with someone. Do they want, like, are they still engaged? Do they seem a bit detached? Let them go if they need to go, if they want to, right?
Mm.
But I'm giving him as clear a sign as I need to leave this conversation.
And not even he's picking that up.
But he's not picking that up. But there are people. There's always fluff in the
air.
2 weeks
in a row, Christian's grabbing fluff out of the air.
Why is there fluff?
If you want to see Christian grabbing fluff in the air, go to our YouTube channel and you can see it.
I don't get it. I don't get why it's happening in the middle of the table. There's nothing fluffy here.
Wait, is it your landlord's fluff?
It's really interesting because when you're trying to extricate from those kind of conversations, you do feel like everyone gets this, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what I'm doing right now. Yeah, sorry, I do. Like I got a lot of stuff. Anyway. That's it.
Yeah.
I've thrown anyway in so many times.
It's awful. Even then, Christian, when we arrived here at the studio, I arrived first and you were in your car and I was on the phone with a friend and I came up to your car and I was like, hey, and I didn't let my friend know that I was talking to you and I felt bad. And then he did the thing of like, oh, it sounds like you got to go. I was like, no, I just need a couple of seconds. I think there needs to be a word. There needs to be a word that you say that indicates that you got to go.
Anyway, we've got it.
No, but it needs to be universally understood.
It's some kind of the circumstances on my end have changed.
Yes.
And I need to get out of this conversation.
Surely there's things in other languages. It'd be German. There'd be a German word just for that, wouldn't there? But there's got to be... The problem is there's no universality to it. It's just you have to try and read cues. There's nothing in our...
Yeah,
language.
You got to wrap it up. Yeah, it'd be nice.
Imagine if you said I'm just going to wrap this up.
Okay, wrap up, yeah.
Christ.
That's so rude. Yeah. But it's interesting that like there's this veneer of politeness that we need to put over it. And you're doing your best, Christian, to do that when you say, well, I've got stuff to do. I've got to start cooking dinner. I've got to do this.
Yeah.
And he's not buying it. That maybe the next step is just really put your foot down.
But is that the thing in, 50 years time, I will put my foot down. But for him, the equivalent, like you said earlier, is, well, I want to have a chat with someone right now, so I'm not going to stop talking.
Yeah.
I've got a lot to say.
Oh, you think that older people like chatting more? You think it's an age?
It could be an age thing.
Why'd you shrug like that?
Maybe he just doesn't care anymore.
He's like, yeah, I don't care.
Do you reckon that's what it comes down to?
He and his wife, when anyone comes to visit. So my sister the other day came over, and as she was walking in, they both, from their garden, looked at her and tracked her in through the front door. Didn't break eye contact, just stared at her as she walked in.
Are they bored? Are older ethnic people more bored than...
Yeah.
And Skips.
An incredible thing.
My grandparents are incredibly bored.
An incredible thing I saw the other day, two elderly people. So I was just doing my delivery routes, whatever. Corner property.
Corner pocket.
And you know how sometimes
and a corner court. And a corner property. Come on, Josh. Come on, Josh. Get into it, would you?
Anyway.
What is it with you and Russian tennis players?
So corner and a corner property. And you know those low-rise brick fences, and often if the entrance gate is on the corner, it might have a little blocky brick boy that you could sit on, for instance.
Yeah, totally.
There was presumably a couple, two elderly people sitting on each of those.
Oh, shit.
Just staring out into the void. Just hanging out, not chatting, not looking around.
Yep.
Just looking straight, sitting
on
the fence.
I have no... Yeah, literally. I have no problem with that. Because imagine if they were at the beach, mate. There you go.
Oh,
there you go.
Wow.
There you go.
I guess.
And arguably, no, but there's more action
but
there.
But even so, if they're at the beach, you look around at stuff. They were literally just sitting there staring ahead, not moving.
Why do you think that? How long do you think they'd been there for?
I don't know. It's so
why do you
weird.
Think they're doing it?
Is that the activity?
Yes, it is the activity, right? Is it worse that they can do that or that we can't?
Or that we find it, unbelievable. That would
be unbearable.
Yeah, it would
be. To sit and stare for hours.
I mean, do they, it's a weird point. Do they say, hey, babe, it's the last one in a while.
I was trying to interrupt you.
Listen, I couldn't get it out. But if you said to someone's taking a shit, they're going to take a shit 15 minutes, and they don't take their phone with them or any reading material. Are they are you questioning why they're just sitting there? They're sitting there doing nothing.
No,
they're sitting there. But it's the idea of being them being
engaged,
with their thoughts.
Right? Yeah.
But that's meditating.
That's life.
That's
right?
Life.
Sitting out in the world, looking out at it.
Isn't that a weird, you'll look back at this and you'll go, wow, I made that weird point about two people doing, or unless they were there for 5 hours, then it's a bit weird.
I think it's this idea that I think they should either be walking or they should be looking around. Like, there should be something. They shouldn't just be, if they were sitting
they
on a chair.
Just be but what's happening inside?
I think it's so nice.
It is nice, but the thing that scares me is what's happening in their mind.
But maybe, nothing. But how good's nothing?
Are they the most mindful people
they've reached
in Melbourne?
Yeah, but they're Melbourne monks.
Maybe.
Isn't that what monks do?
Yeah. Macedonian Melbourne monks.
Yeah. were they ethnic out of interest, Josh?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, brick fence.
Yeah. Brick fence staring into the distance.
What suburb?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. In the north?
Probably.
No problem.
Okay, so about halfway through the episode, so probably a good time to do a bit of a sound check. The topic for today's sound check is billionaires. Okay, I'll kick us off. Bill Gates had a crash on his roller skates. Bill Gates had a crash on his roller skates.
Josh, I'll check my Michael now as well. Elon Musk went poaching for Tusk. Elon Musk Tusk. Went poaching for Tusk.
Tusk.
And Dion.
Thought I'd mix it up a bit.
Billionaire Warren Buffett likes eating a la carte. Billionaire Warren Buffett likes eating a la carte.
Very good.
Very good. Now, last week, I had some friends around at my place, and it was kind of a dinner into drinks, extended drinks, right? People hung around for a while, but the night came to that point. Again, this is a social cues thing, right? The night came to a point where everyone, the conversation started to dry a little bit.
It's natural conclusion.
It's natural conclusion. People were getting tired, more yawns.
What time? What time are we talking?
It was probably about... 12:30?
It was a vibe, wasn't a time.
Oh, no, 12:30.
Oh, that's late.
Yeah, yeah. It's
wow, wait.
It is. That's a surprise as well, John.
Very surprise. Yeah. Things are changing, yeah?
Yeah.
I know what the common man's like. Okay. I don't lose touch.
So about 12:30. Anyway, the last... So final guest, 2 and 3. Let's say 2, 3, and 1, right? The final three guests.
2, 3, and 1?
Yeah, I've really
2, 3, 1. Okay.
Well, guests 2 and 3 were a couple, right?
Okay. Okay.
So there's 3 people left at the
party.
3
people left at the party.
Good.
Guess what? One of them is a couple, one of them is a fox, and there's a big bag of straw.
And how do they get across the river?
Anyway, 3. So everyone's kind of filing out, and it's probably in small groups. It's like, oh, I'll go now. Yep. No worries. In a small group. Oh, okay. Oh, no. Anyway, 3 left, a couple and an individual. The couple go, we're going to get out of here. We're out of here.
Mm.
All right. See you later. Thank you. Great night. The single individual left stays another 1 hour.
Oof. Oof.
We are exhausted.
Oof.
The conversation is slow. The phones are out.
Phones are out?
You know, showing...
No, videos. I know.
Wait, isn't this person just your landlord?
That's overstate. Like, do you have a sense of when you've overstayed your welcome at an event?
I think in that case, when the second to last leaves, the last should leave.
Right?
Unless they're helping to pack up.
Oh.
That's the only reason you would be the last
I was man serving standing, more drinks. So there was no aid in the
backup. You offered, meaning you offered.
No, I didn't actually.
Actually?
It's no.
Very you to offer.
Of course it is.
Be honest with me. Did you offer anything?
No, I didn't because I wanted to. I wanted the night to end desperately.
That would have been hard for you not to offer anything.
Of course, there's someone still in my home.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to get them out.
Yeah. So I think definitely at that moment, there shouldn't be one person left at an event.
Ever.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
when
why
the thing's
I was
done,
saying 3 and 2.
Yeah.
When the couple leaves, you leave.
Yeah. Unless there's a really good indication. Unless they're explicitly invited to stay back.
Yeah, or like, oh, before you go, I just wanted to show you something. Something like that, right?
Yeah. Or if they're a critical guest, if they're like the one of the closest, yeah, hang around for a while because you're probably going to be able to say to them, there's so much fluff. It's unbelievable.
I'm sorry. I couldn't let it go.
So much fluff. Specs fly around.
But where is it coming from? I don't
it's
get
not,
it.
It's also, it's not that much fluff. It's a bit heaps. Of fluff.
It's heaps.
It's more fluff
enough
than
that
be.
Both Josh and I have been distracted by it. And there's a little bit on my microphone.
Anyway.
No, that's the microphone.
What do you think, Dion? Do you think if... under what circumstances can the penultimate person remain?
You dump them as friends. You dump them because they've got no awareness. They don't understand you. I'd be so, as you said before, Christian, we're so, like to be so, are you crying with laughter? Was that the fluff affecting your eyes? We're so hyper aware of this kind of stuff that it's ultimately, the way that person handles themselves, it makes you feel like you're completely at odds with them and that they're just not along for the ride. But I'd push them a bit more, just like you should have done with the landlord. I'd go, hey, I'm kind of tired. Yeah.
But you know what's nice about it?
That's a hard thing to hear as the final guest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like imagine if you didn't think you were overstaying your welcome and you were like, this is a treat, you know, great time to catch up. And then the person was like, listen.
But you know what's nice is behind it is them wanting to spend more time with you.
That's a great point.
So that's the nice side of it.
But going back to the not nice side of it. Josh,
come on.
In that moment, what do you think that they're prioritizing and deprioritizing in their head?
Mm.
So are they just all about, is it all about them in that moment? And just going,
I need to get out of the house. Is it that kind
of
thing?
Yeah. Or in their case, was it like, I want to stay here and that's going to be the thing.
Maybe it's their one night out for the week or for the month or something.
Maybe they've got a kid. Maybe they've got a kid and they're not used to being out. But Josh is right. Like, we don't hang out for as long. Like, people are usually rushing off to go home. Do you find that a lot now? Most stuff is just people just rushing home. Jerry Seinfeld's a bit on it, but it's just like we're always just going somewhere and always wanting to return.
What do you reckon is the minimum viable time you're allowed to stay?
Well, it depends on the circumstance. So if I'm going to go over Christian's place and a quick pop in, I mean, Christian, that's the thing. You might only want me there for 2 minutes.
For a pop in?
Yeah.
Well, that's hard because a pop in,
Depends on the purpose of the pop-in.
Yeah. So there was a time that a friend of ours, Aaron, came and picked up something from my place, and he gave me it was like a 15-minute bracket. He came in, he's like, I need to leave at this time, and I was like, perfect.
That's great.
It's enough time for a coffee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we had about like a 5-minute chat, and then he was gone. I was like, great pop.
Oh, what do you think of my pop? I did a pop a couple of weeks ago. It was an okay pop.
No, great pop.
Oh, no, that except was a pre-planned pop.
Forgot the pop. But it wasn't really a pop if it's pre-planned pop, right?
Wait, like, is a pop impromptu'd?
No, you kind of gave me the heads up. Then I forgot, was doing an exercise class in the living room.
You were so apologetic as well. I was like, it's totally fine. I reckon you guys apologize too much. Josh, when you forgot the microphone early in the week, you were fucking devastated. I was like,
it's really bad.
Who gives a shit though? It's a mistake.
Me.
That's the problem.
It's a shocking mistake.
This is the childhood thing. Josh beats himself up too much.
And yet beats someone else when they forget. That wasn't a pop. But Josh, in answer to your question, if you're going over to a friend's place, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I feel like the idea of leaving early, right? When people leave, quote unquote, leave early, they always have a reason. I've got to do X, I've got to do Y. Mm. You can't just be like, I want to go home.
Yeah.
You have to stay an hour and a half at least, I reckon.
Yeah.
There are these very rare circumstances in which you get to go to an event and you're not a prized guest, but you're there, you're on merit, but you can, after a short period of time, go up to the host and say, I'm out of here, and they won't care. They go,
yeah.
I'm glad that you came.
Yeah.
And the moment that fresh night air hits your face, when you can still hear it going on, you go, that's a clean break. That's perfect.
Do you think, because Josh, you were always, back in the day, it was a running joke that you're a big proponent of like staying out late at night and like hanging out.
I'll reiterate.
I love it. I think it's great. No. I think it's a positive thing. And I think there's a middle ground there, which is sometimes... Yeah, we're just desperate to go home. Sit on a brick wall.
Let me try that again. It's not about staying out late. It's staying until I stop having fun. I'm like, I've had enough fun.
I'm still having fun.
If I'm still having fun, I'm going to stay out. If I stop having fun,
changed a little bit because you, when you were younger, would squeeze the fun.
Yeah.
Right? You'd squeeze every drop out of it.
Absolutely.
Much to the people around you's chagrin. Probably like, I've had enough fun. But now, I think you respect everyone's
time. I always respect people's time.
No, previously you didn't respect it.
No, I did.
It was a lack of respect.
Lack of respect
for people's time.
I 100% was like, I get it.
You're like a 70-year-old male doctor who has no respect for time.
I'm a bit disappointed, but have a good night.
Yeah.
I'm staying out.
Anyway. No. The bitter disappointment was a massive guilt thing.
Okay.
That was when you were three years old.
That's back to you for 3 years old, mate.
Yeah, that's true.
The other thing I was going to ask with the overstaying the welcome is it probably also depends on the nature of the event. Because I was thinking, if you've come over for like to watch a movie or you've gone out to watch a movie or something and you're hanging out afterwards or whatever.
Perfect.
There's probably like, are you just meant to be there for the main event?
Great.
Oh, come and watch the Olympics opening ceremony.
Yeah.
Are you meant to leave as soon as it's done? Because I've been weirded out sometimes, like if people have come over to watch a movie and it ends and people are getting their keys while the credits are rolling. I was like, we've got to digest this a bit.
That's so fair. That's such a fair thing. Because then it feels like they haven't come for you. They've come for the movie. And then, it's odd.
So you think there needs to be, in any given hangout, let's say, a period of conversation digestion.
Yeah, I think maybe 15 minutes to half an hour after the thing has finished, that's when you should think about
wrapping
it up.
What if there's some digestion before?
That's irrelevant. The front loading doesn't make a difference to the back end.
Really?
Nah.
What about if there's a live show, like the show, people coming over for a 7:30 show, when do you think that they should, when should people arrive for that show? This is really like bread and butter, isn't it? When should they arrive for that show? Do you like them to arrive at 7:15 or is it a 6:30 thing? It's not 6:30.
It's 15 before would be good. But if you're arriving.
But why is it 15 before? It should be because you're coming over. You're making the effort. And you're not going to talk about watching a TV show that starts, got a live 15 time.
15 minutes before. You got to be fucking kidding me.
But then you get set. Yeah, that's enough time to get settled.
No, but.
It's not about getting settled.
In my mind, you're getting there an hour and a half before, an hour before, because you're having dinner together. That's the preamble.
Yeah, but you know why? You know why we're getting there 15 minutes before? We're fucking anxious. And what are we anxious about? Being with friends?
But that's not an idiot. The thing is, the event, that's what you're going for.
No, you're got.
We're going to watch the thing at 7:30. I'll see you at 7:30.
But why not make the most of it?
Nah, you want your socializing on the back end. I want it on the front end.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Yeah. That's the difference. It. Because if you get a good amount of front end, and then the show starts a bit later, that's why people want to leave straight away, because they're like, we had so much fun at the head.
Yeah.
It does make sense to kind of get that energy out before the thing.
Yeah.
Because you do want to chat and you're excited to see people and that kind of stuff. So it does make sense to try and shed that before you all need to be quiet for the thing.
And also, I had a watch party of the, of what's it called? Masters of the Air, the first episode of the new Spielberg, Tom Hanks one.
Oh, yeah.
Band of Brothers, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
But in the air.
In the air. And thank God we had the preamble, the head, because the first episode, and I'm sorry for anyone that enjoyed it, I did not.
Oh,
and neither did the people
Stephen.
That I was with. And
Tom.
It was a crushing blow.
Was it long, the first episode?
It was the same as a normal episode something.
So then you're saying that if the post-chat, it would just be railing on the show, so you just want to get out?
Yeah, it was like 5-10 minutes of like, wow, fucking hell.
Yeah, shit.
Because that was going to be a point. Like, we're going to watch that.
And you're done. You're not going to watch the thing. Wait, what do you mean air? Meaning there's a chance you'll watch them.
What?
I mean, I just don't know what it means.
How about you, Dan? Are you front loading or back loading?
Neither.
Good chat.
I think more front load and more front load enduring, because I don't understand what's going on. So I have to ask.
That's another one. We've really changed the topic here, but that's one that you're big on, Josh, is the during chat.
Oh. The during, I go a few different ways.
This is now just watching a show, right?
Because, yeah, more or less. Because I will often say, like if I'm watching a show with my partner or something, sometimes I will offer, I go, is this the kind of thing that I'm allowed to joke about? Or do we just need to sit and watch this?
Oh, that's weird.
Because sometimes,
I mean, it's nice of you to ask, but it's weird to even have that. Like, why the fuck do you need to just?
No, because it might be like, can you stop making jokes every other second? I'm trying to watch this.
Do you actually do that? I can't. If that's the case, have I ever watched anything with you? I don't have a recollection of you doing that ever.
It's more if it's like, here's a good example. Like, I think Space Jam 2, the one with LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
And we're watching that, and we were both like, this is ridiculous. And I was like, are we fine just as like shit on this as we go? It's like, yeah, sweet. So rather than we're sitting to watch it and I'm being annoying, jumping in all the time, I want to know, is this a talking kind of environment or is this a sit and watching environment?
Yes, and that's a good, because without that guidance, you will sit and talk, right? You'll say and see.
Well, it depends if I'm interested or not.
No, if you'll I'm see into, and say.
Yeah, if I'm, and but that's the thing, if I'm interested in it, I will sit and watch it. If I'm not really that into it, I will happily talk through it because I don't like talking over it.
Actually, interesting. that's amazing. This came to its natural dead end. Just a side note, let's say you are going over to someone's place to watch something and there's other people in the house. They've got housemates or there's other people and they're doing their own thing. What are your duties in terms of saying hello to them? Do they want to be said hello to?
Do you go out of your way.
Do you do a little knock? Do you do a, hey, how's this
knock?
Going? Oh, I don't know, like if they're, they're in their room or something, or do you say, or do you do a hello from behind the closed door of their bedroom if they're in their bedroom?
Nah, you don't engage. If someone's in their room, you don't engage with them. If you see them, you say g'day, but like, you don't seek it out. If they're not part of the event and they come through, you say hello, you don't seek
them
out.
So you do the rounds.
Well, this is my, I had a scenario where I was, this is a bit different. I was dropping something over at my brother's place, then his wife, I saw her working in the front room. I walked in and her door was a bit ajar. And I said, and the way I dealt with it was like, hey, and like in a dulled voice, hey. Dion. I thought I did that well.
Yeah.
It's very different. If I couldn't see it, these are the 16,000 fucking
things.
But did you catch
her eye when you were coming in? Or you
I
just,
did,
you
caught her eye.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But I just say there's two very different types of people. There's the person who, if I had my door closed and I was working and you came for a visit, right, through the house, I would love it if you opened the door.
Knock.
You know I'm working. I'm not going to be compromised.
But perfect throat clear there.
The only reason why I would knock on your door is to make sure I don't walk on you wanking, is what Christian wanted to say.
But I would love it if, even if I was in a meeting, you opened the door, and came in and you were like,
and said hello to everyone else in the meeting.
You were like, hey.
Yeah.
And then there's the type of person that if you did that, that would be an invasion of their privacy. You'd be like, respect the fact that I've got my door closed. Right?
Yeah, I think respect the fact that the door's closed.
Yeah. And that's why we fight.
Really, really good. You know what's really, really good? Really, really good. You know what's really, really good?
Do you know what's really good? Finding a previously lost receipt for an item you need to return.
Oh, really good.
Vintage really good.
Really good.
Do you know what's really good? Getting a discount over live chat.
Oh, really good. Do you know what's really good? When someone you were putting off catching up with goes on a long holiday.
Oh, really good.
Really good. You know what's
Thank you so much for listening to Welcome to Patchwork for another week. You guys will be back. We don't know when you'll be back. You like to keep people guessing, don't you, Josh?
Soon.
It's one thing you love doing. He loves to make them guess.
But Dion, you're off.
I'm off.
I hope you have such a wonderful time.
Thank you. It's going to be great. Starting in South Korea, then maybe going to North Korea. No, I'm not going to North Korea, but going to Japan, other places. Who knows? Going to Europe. I can go wherever.
The world is your oyster.
According to the song.
What?
Sorry?
You say oyster, I say erster.
Oh, so what a shame.
You say oyster, I say erster. Oyster.
Erster.
Oyster.
Erston Blumenthal.
Do we have anything else?
Just to be clear, we're thinking we might get some friends through to do some guest hosting. Yep. But yeah, we'll carry on. Might make some changes to Patreon as well. Keep an eye out for that.
But obviously not replace the unreplaceable.
No.
I wouldn't think.
No, absolutely not.
Unless there is a nice replacement.
We'll keep the microphones.
You piece of shit, Christian.
But yeah, stay tuned. We'll send through some more details of that very soon. But otherwise, yeah, you can follow us on all the socials if you want to keep up with that information. Welcome to Patchwork across the board.
I will.
Thank you.
And as we do every week, we sew a new patch into our quilt of friendship. Josh, what patch did you sew into our quilt this week?
Thank you, Dion. My patch this week is Christian organising a movie night to watch the new Spielberg series, Monks of Macedonia. Christian, what patch did you sew this week?
Thank you, Josh. This week I sewed into my patch me telling my landlord to shut his fucking mouth as he begins telling me how he has started using his elbows to hygienically consume deli meats. And Dion, what did you sew into your patch this week?
My patch this week is Christian trying to establish which of these business ideas has the best chance of success, and a corner property, and a quarter party, or and a quarter cutery. Thank you for listening to Welcome to Patchwork for another week. I've been Dion.
I've been Josh.
And I've been Christian.
Goodbye.
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 This podcast was self-produced by Welcome to Patchwork and edited by Josh Porter. The theme song and additional original music was composed by Christian Pissasarling.
Wouldn't it be great if you could remember back to 1997 and you'd be like, oh yeah, I remember when Goat came out.
Let's go.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I can't even remember the start of the episode.